Welcome back to the second episode of the new and improved Off the Dome podcast. I am your host, Matt Z. Now, to give you some context on what this podcast is about, it's about basically whatever I want it to be on. With no outline for what to discuss and no boundaries, everything and anything off the dome, hence the name, is allowed. And only time will tell where the conversation will go. And if you enjoy this podcast, please like and share it to help a brother out with trying to pursue the rational dream of becoming the greatest podcaster ever. It would be greatly appreciated, y'all. Now, for my guest today, the mighty Chase the Rose and Kessler Smith joins me on Off the Dome. And did we have a blast recording this podcast? Things got a bit silly, but my God, the vibe of the atmosphere was amazing. You know, Chase and Kessler have both been on multiple times before, and well, actually on the archive podcast, which you guys can actually go listen to for yourself using any podcast directory. You can just search up OTD Archive and listen to the old episodes of Off the Dome. So that's something that is new now, so please go check that out. And like I said, on today's episode, the gents dive into the conversation surrounding the typical New Year's resolutions and how to change your mindset when approaching these goals so you can actually reach these goals. And along with that topic, which is definitely near and dear to me, the next one is way more near and dear to me, which is about mental health and more specifically males opening up about their mental health battles. I think that's so important in today's society. So we had a blast recording this episode, and I will shut up like always, so you folks can enjoy this podcast with the glorious Chase and Kessler. Enjoy.
It's off the dome. Go check it out.
Escape reality with Matt Z.
Well, Dak, here's the deal. I'm the best there is, plain and simple. I mean, I wake up in the morning, I piss excellent.
2-1. All right, everybody, be alive. Chase, put the fucking microphone closer to you. God damn it. Cheers, gentlemen. Welcome to another episode of OTD, and probably going to be the second episode on the new download of OTD Sports. So, people, welcome to this podcast. I have Chase and Kessler here, and it's the new year. Well, not technically yet. Actually, when I upload this, it'll be definitely 2022. So, with that in mind, we have Chase, who is an individual who very prioritizes self-growth. Kessler also as well, too.
Sure.
But with this in mind, we're going into 2022 with a new attitude. I know everybody says, oh, 2022, new year, new me, blah, blah, blah. Fuck that, new year, same me. But there's a chance to improve yourself going into the year. So I'm going to propose an idea for you gentlemen. What is something that you guys want to work on when going into the new year? Obviously, like Chase and I were talking about this earlier, we set ourselves some New Year's resolution goals. And as I said, that gave us about 4 days of optimism, and after that we forgot about it. Like, we can't even remember what they were.
Last year.
Yeah, like last year we did this podcast on New Year's as well, too. Like, we can't even remember what we were, our New Year's resolutions were. So, this year we're going to change it up, and we're going to do something along the lines of just something we want to work on throughout the year, and doesn't have to be anything strict, doesn't have to be wake up at 5 a.m. and do this, and not talk on our phone until noon, because fucking life happens and shit like that's very hard to do, right? So, I'm going to start with Chase. What are some things that you want to work on going into the new year?
You know, before I get to that, I'll just like keep going on with like what happened last year. With like, you know, setting resolutions and, you know, goals, all that stuff. You know, I know a lot of people do that every single year. And it's just, like, you know, it's good. At the same time, I think what happens is people set these resolutions and goals every single year, and they think like, oh, I'm gonna do this goal. Like, for example, you know, I'm gonna use 5 a.m. wake up at 5 a.m. for as an example, because, you know, somebody will say like, okay, I gotta start waking up early, okay, 5 a.m. because I see that in books, I see that in podcasts, people say that, and, you know, all that all the time, I'm gonna start doing that. Yes, that is, you know, it's a good goal. At the same time, that's a, you know, it's gonna take a while for you to be able to do that. Where people, you know, you would start waking up at 5 a.m. for maybe, let's say, a week, and the next week comes in, you know, it's, you start like, oh, this sucks. then you start waking up. Okay, you know what? I'll give myself an extra 5 minutes. So like, no, 10 minutes. So 5:10, I wake up at 5:10. You start waking up at 5:30, and then 6 o'clock. And then by the time you know it, you're back in your old habits again, waking up at like 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock. Right? So like that's, you know, how long has it to take a start a new habit or?
I heard that, like, that's bullshit. 21 days.
21
is,
days.
I don't know if it is, like, bullshit or not, right? Because, like, obviously some people might get it right away.
I think it's longer than that.
Yeah, I think it might be, like, 40 days or something like that.
Some, I forget.
Regardless, whatever it is, though, yeah.
I forget the specific day, but it does take a long time to develop the habit. It's a process, right? That's why you got to stay consistent. Like, I talked about this with Kessler kind of before this. You know, consistency is, like, the best thing. For it, like, you gotta be consistent with it. Don't keep telling yourself, I gotta keep doing this. Just develop a habit of doing it. Like, I say, like, if you wake up at 8, 5 minutes earlier every single day, don't start waking up at 5 a.m. and then do that.
So you're talking about more like a slow introduction to what you're doing.
Okay, yeah. And, like, you know, a bad habit is, you know, waking up. Like, you're saying a bad habit's waking up at 10, that is a bad habit for you, right?
Yeah.
So, you got to develop a habit. Okay, I am the type of person to wake up early. So when you wake up late, say at 10, right? You got to, this is not me. I can't. I am not the type of person to wake up at this time.
Yeah, you're more of like a night owl or something. Yeah,
I'm the type of person to wake up early. You got to tell yourself that, right?
Into existence. Oh, yeah.
So, you know, waking up 5 minutes earlier every single day to develop that new habit to wake up at 5 a.m. You see what I'm saying? Right? It's not something where you got to go into the habit. Like 5 a.m. is just an example. There's many different habits you can develop, right? Traffic. I kind of talked about this with you, right? You can't, there's something out of your control with like traffic. You can't, if you get angry in traffic, why are you getting angry? Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, let's be real. There's some idiot drivers out there, right?
Yeah.
But you can't control them. Those guys are just idiots. Yeah. But you can be a good driver and just, you can leave earlier, or, you know, if you get off work at a certain time, right? I've talked to Tyler about this. You know, you can't control that. You can't get off work earlier. But if you get off work at 4 p.m., you get into prime time traffic, you know, you can at least, when you're driving home, listen to a podcast, listen to your music, vibe out. By the time you know it, you're home. Don't focus your attention on the traffic, because if you focus your attention on traffic, you just get more mad and angry.
Absolutely.
Right? So, like, that's a whole thing with, like, you know, if you want to develop a new goal and resolution, you got to look at your old habits, your bad habits, and then slowly work on those habits, right? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. Well, and I think, like, as well, too, like, when you're working on your habits, you can't just say, I'm going to do this or I'm going to stop doing this. It's like, and one thing that I've noticed is you have to find the trigger for whatever it is. So if you're in the traffic and you keep getting angry, you can't just keep telling yourself, stop getting angry, because you're going to get angry still, and then you're going to, like, calm down after, right? And, like, maybe that might work. I'm not too sure. But what I've found is if you're trying to break a habit, you have to find the trigger of things. And then once the trigger happens, stop it at the moment, right? You can't react. So instead of reacting, you got to be proactive with your habits.
Proactive,
right? Yes. Right? I think it's very important when you get in these moments that, first time, you're probably not even going to notice it. You're going to go, like, see, traffic, right? If you have a bad temper in traffic, January 1st, you're not going to just wake up and all of a sudden be super happy in traffic. You know what I mean? It's something you got to work on, right?
Yeah.
And you're probably going to go 2 or 3 weeks. Maybe you'll catch yourself a few times every once in a while where you're just like, oh, fuck, I got mad in traffic today, right? Where it's just like, okay, maybe I have to change that, right? Like, you think, like, more after the fact, right? And then eventually you start catching yourself in the moment. And then before you start being like, okay, well, how can I be more proactive with this? Okay, before I get in my car and sit down, I need to tell myself. I sit there beforehand, start going, okay, don't get mad in traffic right now. Let everything go. Whatever's out of my control, just whatever happens, happens. Just enjoy the journey.
Can I add on to that? Really quick, just simple. Go from there. That's step one, right? Yeah. Being aware of, okay, today I was mad at traffic. That was not, like, my goal is to become better at this habit. I don't want to be angry in traffic, right? That's step one, being aware, right? So definitely being able to be being aware of these bad habits, right? And improving on those, right? To become good habits. See what I'm saying? Yeah, that's like step one, being aware of that. And that's what you want to be, being more aware of these habits. Yeah. So I just wanted to mention that because like, yeah. I wanted, yeah.
No, that's yeah. fair. And like, cause I know like for our habits, like our New Year's resolutions were like, well, like I want to not go on my phone till noon. Right. And then it's like,
that's not realistic.
That's not realistic. Right.
Not at all.
So what do you guys think that are some of your ambitions or intentions going into the new year where it's like, I want to, something we want to work on essentially.
Well, Kessler first there.
Definitely like this new fitness thing that I got going on. Yeah. Definitely gonna like focus on that. And this year is gonna be a big year for me. Actually, I'm going to Nate to a trade school.
Fucking Nate's my man. That's hype.
Pretty big, you know. It's pretty big. I've never been to college before. I'm, you know, the Army boy, right? So
I just want. I don't want to take hold it right here. But sorry,
I just don't want to hold it.
I'm gonna smoke something.
But yeah, that's gonna be a trip for me going to college. Even though it's like trade school, but it's I definitely don't fit in a college setting. Mm-hmm. Just well, you guys know me well enough.
Yeah. What kind of trade are you going into?
I'm definitely thinking welding and gunsmithing is something that really interests me as well. Also being in the military, so from welding, I was actually gonna look to take my machinist trade as well, and then get into because Nate offers machinist course, and then they offer two gunsmithing courses as well.
Really?
So
I didn't know Nate offered that shit.
So yeah, for me, it's gonna be a big opportunity. Year, it's gonna be a hard working year.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. I'm gonna have to take on some debt, some student loans, but you know, trade school is not that bad because you make your money back right away.
Well, I think when you're in trade school, can you apply for EI?
Yep,
right. Exactly. So you can get paid while you're in school then. Right?
Yeah, and I'm really hoping that because I'm from Fort McMurray, I'm hoping that I can use some of my like family contacts to maybe get a job up there. Because if I can do a full 4-year apprenticeship up north. Fort McMurray, you know, 2 weeks on, 1 week off.
Yeah.
By my time, my 4 years are done, I wouldn't even like, you know what I mean? If I'm working 8 months up there, I wouldn't even have to apply for EI. I would have that much money in the bank.
That's true. Yeah.
I wouldn't even be worried. I would still take the EI. It's my money, but you know.
So like you're saying, like 2022 is that year where you can just kind of take that, set the foundation for the next step in your life, then, right?
Yeah, especially because like before, I wanted to go in law enforcement as a career. But I'm starting to kind of stray away from that now. It's just kind of not my vibe anymore. So I'm definitely more in the making money sort of business frame of mind now, you know what I mean?
Well, so. And I think like one thing about like money, which I find very interesting, is just like people always think it's this thing that you can spend on like, not say like, I guess liabilities, right? So stuff that like expensive cars, watches, like expensive clothes and like all these things, like, well, you have money, so might as well spend it, right? And like I feel like with that mindset, it's so
destructive.
Yeah, like it's very destructive. Like it doesn't get you ahead in life.
It's a self-defeating mindset,
right? Really. It's just like if you can take that money and invest it into assets that make you money, such as like businesses, like properties, like just whatever out there, especially on the internet now, if you got like NFTs and all that shit. So if you can put some, granted, I'm not saying invest in NFTs, people. They're fucking, I don't even understand that shit. Looked into that stuff and it's stupid.
But fuck, at a minimum, a TFSA, you know
what I mean? Yeah, exactly.
Compound interest. And if you don't want to do anything with the money, well, guess what? It's there for a rainy day.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Like, it's, yeah.
Well, it's like I had Heinrichs on, and Heinrichs and I were talking about this, where it's just like, if you're still at that age where you're not even like, regardless of money or whatever, if you're not even really thinking about what you want to accomplish or do in your life, and it's like, man, yeah, it's as an 18-year-old, I can understand. You know, like I was the same. I think fuck past like my 20s, right? But there's just like that mindset where it's just like, well, I don't really want to think about my future. I don't want to think what's going to be happening when I'm 40 years old. I don't think when I'm 30 years old. I'm not even trying to think that far in the future. I'm just thinking about right now.
Yeah.
And it's just like, regardless, whatever you're doing, even if it's for like money or starting your own business, it's just like, there's so many things that you can, it doesn't even take a lot of time, but just things that you can put a little bit of effort into that will get you so much more ahead down the road. And I feel like school is one of the things as well, too, going back to school. How many more years do you got left on fucking school now?
About a year and a half now, almost two. I think a year and a half or two.
Yeah.
I got two practicums left and three courses in my program. So I'm going back on January 5th for my practicum. But
you're doing it through Evolve now.
No, not well, not yet. Because like Nate gives me my clients.
Yeah.
So it's gonna be online. Yeah, because like it's through school.
Yeah.
And like they give me the clients. I can't get my own. Yeah. So I'll be doing it online most likely. I think that's the route Nate's going with, like, because McEwen, right? I think they're going that route. So I'll be doing like online training for my practicum. And that's going to go till spring. And then get my courses in the summer. And then finish my other practicum in the winter. That's like the plan.
Yeah.
And then I want to work at Evolve as a trainer.
Yeah.
So I want to work on and learn a bit more before I get into like that kind of training aspect, right? I want to become more knowledgeable. I want to kind of like stand out. Like, I don't want to go into something right away where I don't want to, like, I'm not, because you know how many trainers are out there? It's crazy.
Yeah.
Online, in person.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Well, a lot of people just feel like it's just like a very easy thing to start.
Yeah, you got to stand out, right? Like, yeah, it's if you just jump into something, it sounds like a good idea, right? Like, everything sounds like a good idea when you talk about it. But at the same time, like, if you're realistic with it, like, what you want to do, and like, you look at it, like, you put it in perspective, right? It's like, fuck, actually, this might take a bit longer than I expected. Because if you want to become that, like, have that, you know, business that, you know, or whatever it is you want to do, you got to stand out. Because you look in reality, like, fuck, tons of trainers are out there, tons of businessmen, you know, all this shit. If you're not standing out, it's gonna be hard to get those clients or like whatever it is you want.
Yeah, right? You gotta be different. Yeah,
well, different, yeah. Standing out. And that's the whole thing with it, right? Like, you got, it's, that's why with me as a trainer, I'm kind of like trying to learn a bit more about like how I can be different and how I can stand out to these, like, and get clients on my own, right? Because there's, you look at it.
What advantages do you bring to the table?
Yeah, right? And what, I know what better things you, I know what I can bring to the table, but obviously I don't know that, I don't want to jump into something right away. It, you know, I kind of brought this into my mind now, like success and greatness, like, you know, comes over time, right?
Like, but and like also, what's your definition of that? Of success, because that's important. Yeah, because that's something
I'm still thinking about every day, man. I don't.
Yeah. Yeah, like, I think it's something. To be the next Gymshark,
or are you trying? No, that's to
not.
Like,
no,
thing,
no,
right?
It's not. It's honestly, I know. I don't. You know, I'll be honest with you. I don't have that.
You don't have the answer. Yeah.
Yeah. And, that's, like, and these are things you have to have figured out before you start something. So, like for myself, like I started early. You know what I mean? But I'm also realistic about slow growth, and especially developing a brand. Like I am trying to, like, that takes time and it takes a lot of patience, you know what I mean? So that's why I'm starting now, you know, get that foundation built, you know, find out what works, find out what doesn't work. Cause you know what I mean? Would you rather start 4 years from now and then have to restart that process from scratch when you could have figured that out at the beginning?
I feel like I got that.
Yeah.
I
think I'm just in the mindset of like, I'm going to learn along the way. Like I'm very much, fuck it, do it. We'll do it live. So that's kind of just how I feel about it. You know what I mean? And sometimes, and especially with businesses and branding and stuff like that, it's so cutthroat, and like brands, like they come up and they die all the time. So at this point, it's all about just trying to make your money while you can, and then start over again, reinvest the profits, start something new. Keep going. That's how I kind of.
I'm gonna add on to that. Like, this podcast is a perfect example of that.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
It's like, in my mind, it's like I look at this podcast and I failed at this thing, I don't know, maybe like 50 times. Like, you know, there's so many times I'm at a point I'm like, fuck it. Like, what am I doing? Like, this doesn't make any sense.
And then
like, what am I?
And then you think about it. You're 20. You think about it realistically. Yeah. You're 24, well, and you've learned so much already.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like, and how valuable is that?
Right, and it's that trial and error. And like going into this podcast, I never assumed it was going to be something I could say I've created in a job interview, and it like adds to me. Like, there's a lot of times like with like job opportunities and like I'm talking to people. There's like, oh, you have a podcast. Like what do you do with that? Like what marketing? And, like what a business I'm in with like marketing. It's like it's so valuable to know that information, because these podcasts and this ability to market yourself online is just going to be so huge here in the next few years. So it's like, besides that fact though, this whole podcast is just like, I turned on my first 20 episodes, I'd turn on the microphone for an hour, talk a whole bunch of shit, say nothing at all, and then just post it without even editing on it, right? Like, it was just so shitty.
Yeah.
I've gotten to a point where it's just like I don't want to give up on it because
you've
you've
developed it so much.
Because I understand where it's just like, like I look back at everything, like the growth I've had, like I don't notice it from day to day. It feels like a fucking struggle for the last 2 years trying to fucking figure this thing out. But I look back and I'm like, oh, the growth that I've seen from not even just the abilities of just learning with something, growing with something, trial and error, fucking up, and trying something else that maybe does work. It's, I understand like the self-growth that's taught me.
Yeah.
Right? Just to be patient with things and let things grow. It's like nothing needs to be created. Like you see all these people who are 24 years old, 25 years old, successful as fuck. It's like, that's such an anomaly. So it's just like, you gotta like, think of, the question I asked myself about a month ago was, if you were 38 years old and that was when your podcast blew up and everything like worked out, would that would so be worth it? Because from 38 to the rest of my life, I have this thing that I'm doing that I love.
That's what I'm saying.
Right? Bro. So it's just like, I'm like, yeah, I would definitely sacrifice the next 14 or 15 years to then do what I love for the rest of my life. Like that would be something that, like, that would so be worth, that would pay off all the shit that I go through doing this fucking thing. It'd be so worth it. So like, I agree with you, Kessler. It's a lot of like, you got to do that trial and error.
Yeah.
But you also have to be self-aware, which is super important.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people are under the impression, people like quick satisfaction. I'm pretty sure me and you talked about this once, how people in the gym, they get frustrated because they don't see big results within like a month. And then you tell them, hey, wait 3 to 6 months and you'll actually see a little bit of progress. And that's like usually the threshold when you start seeing that, like, you know, that little divot or something or something, you know what I mean?
Or it takes one person being like, oh yeah,
you can lift it. You know what I mean? And like, it just gets you, and that like is the catalyst that's just, it makes it habitual at that point. Cause then they're like seeing the progress, they're seeing it's worth it. The investment is worth it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, and I think like, yeah, like I'm not naive to what I'm starting here in 2022, and it's going to be a very long uphill battle, just like anything is with branding or creating a business of any sort. But with that being said, I'm 24. It'd be pretty, if it takes off by time, like when I'm 30, if I have to wait 6 years or 8 years or whatever, I'll wait how long it takes, whatever. Or like, figure out if it doesn't work, you know what I mean? I can figure that out earlier, sooner than later, right?
Yeah. At the end of the day, man, it's kind of fun just to have like something to tinker with, and then you can just, that occupies your brain.
Yeah.
You know, with like even just like general fitness, not only is it good to get out there and exercise and get out into the world, it's also so much nicer. Or what's really nice about it is that ability to have that trial and error. I'm sure all of us can vaguely remember the very first workout we went to by ourselves, where you probably went to the dumbbell section, you grabbed the 18s or 20s because you thought that was just enough not to be called a bitch weight, and then you did.
You did the fucking
right, and then you're like, you know, you did that for 2 weeks, and you're like, okay, well, like, no, fuck. I remember when I was first going into the gym, I was so goddamn stupid. I barely ate. Well, I mean, I ate some, like barely ate. And all I did was I worked out, and I took a protein shake. And I remember after a few weeks, I was really just like, oh, so it'll take more than a few weeks and eat protein shakes to look like Arnold, I guess. What the fuck? But it was that moment where I was just like, okay, like that's something I can try to figure out. But like, I feel it does kind of suck for people, though, who give up at that moment.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why having like a valuable support system is, and I think that's something I'm trying to offer with my branding. And I can even say, like, it's just a little bit of advice, it might be a little unsolicited, but the support that people don't get from their trainers is actually insane. And I mean, like, more so in the like emotional support. Like, if someone's genuinely like not feeling good or having a bad day, it's okay to take a rest day. It is more than okay to take a rest day. No, we're not out here getting ready for Navy SEAL selection. We're not out here getting ready for a show. There's coaches that are marketing towards that, you know what I mean? And like, I can't offer that. I've never stepped on a stage, and neither of you, to be honest, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like, you know what I mean? It's also like just being realistic with people, like, but also it's a healthy balance too. Like, you're, as a coach, you're going to be there to push, but also you're the loving, gentle hand as well. So I think that's, for me, like, I want to try and really offer that to clients as well.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Chase, what are some of the mental obstacles that working out and fitness helps you overcome?
Like, obstacles I overcome? Like,
mental obstacles.
Mental?
Yeah.
Like,
it helps you with, like, some of your insecurities or negative thoughts that you have.
Well, when I go to the gym, like, I actually still have a hard time, like, I got in the mindset a long time ago, and this is like my body image. I didn't really look into it for myself. I was like, when I was cut, right, and I was pretty cut back then, and I was taking, like, I was like trying to show my transformation, all that stuff, and I didn't really think of it myself. I didn't congratulate myself or anything like that. I was like, okay, people know I'm cut. I gotta look like this all the time.
Yeah, this reputation.
Yes. I got an eating disorder doing that, and
really,
it was bad for like almost. I'd say,
like, not eating enough
for almost a year.
Really? And a lot of people do not want to talk about that, especially in weight loss, man. Like,
oh shit,
bro, it's insane. Like, you can get so into it that you don't know which way is up. And like, when you're out with friends and you're telling yourself like, oh, I'm not gonna have a bite of the birthday cake because it's gonna fuck with my macros, my like first thought would be like I said, are you getting ready for Navy SEAL selection? Are you getting ready to step on a stage? No. Enjoy life, brother. Enjoy life, sister. It is too short. Like, it is okay. You got time. We will attain those goals. Those fitness goals will come. Like,
well, I think it's just such a...
But also, discipline to not be doing it every... All the time, to not be going out and buying yourself a piece of cake because you want to reward yourself. You know how I mean? Like, the context is a little different there.
Yeah, no, so, I know what you mean. It's like, it's being self-aware to know when the last time you gave yourself a break.
I say yeah, back there in, like, you go. Like, it was January 1st, 2019, that's when I was, like, I started that journey, and before that, I was like really into partying and all that stuff, right? I was like, you have no idea how I was like, you kind of knew, like,
I've heard stories.
Yeah. 2017, 2018.
Chase did a 180.
It was just, I don't know how to explain it, man. It's fucked up.
Are you proud of yourself for it?
Oh, 100%. Yeah. A few months ago, that's when I was like.
Thanks for the coffee, by the way. It's got me going.
Yeah, I know, right? Got me going too. But at the same time,
mouth kisses earlier.
And, this is a COVID-safe household.
Well vaccinated.
Yeah. But I started like a new diet, and I got like, that's when I got super cut during those 2 months, a few months, and I just got in the habit where, like, on January 1st, I started off, and like, I went to, you know, my family's household and my exes, I, you know, got offered desserts and all this stuff, right? Yeah. And I would literally say to them, like, I'm on a diet, like, I started this new diet, like, I didn't allow myself to have fun and eat. Yeah. And I'm gonna get into this really quick here. Like, but with that being said, I think when people start these new diets, and like myself, what happened was, a few months in, I got so addicted to it, I didn't allow myself to eat any desserts or nothing like that. I would have these specific meal times, specific calories. I got down to at least 1,700 calories. I got that low to kind of get myself to this cutting point. And when I got to that point, I literally got so addicted to it. When I posted pictures on my fitness account, I wasn't thinking about myself. I was like, this is who I am. Like, this, they, like, if I get bigger than this, that's all. I'm not Chase LaRose. Like, that's my mindset got so fucked when I got in that mindset. So when I posted pictures, like, this is who I was. I was so happy, but no, I'm not. I was like literally fucked. I would, like, I would buy a Red Bull, like a sugar-free Red Bull, when I get hungry. And I would say maybe the last meal I had was like 8 a.m. It was like 3 p.m. And when I got hungry, I would say, no, I still got an hour left. I got to eat at this specific time. So I would drink a Red Bull, like a sugar-free Red Bull, to kind of stimulate my mind. And so I would starve myself.
Yeah.
And so I did that for almost close to a year.
Holy fuck.
And so that, and it just, I had to be more aware of that. It's like, fuck. I need to look back. I could look at myself in the mirror and like, why? And that's why, like, you know, I haven't really posted on my fitness account lately.
Yeah.
At all.
Yeah.
And that's the whole reason why, because like I needed to take a break from doing that because I wanted to love myself a bit more.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
Do you think a lot of that pushed or that mindset was from the social media aspect of it? Like, do you think that controlled like upholding this image on the Instagram page?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So like I would, when I would take pictures off, like after my workout and stuff, like I would, if I didn't have like my, if my shape was, if I was bigger than I was, like I wanted to look really, really cut, like shredded. But if I didn't see any of that shred, I'd be like, this is not good. Like, I can't post this.
At what moment? Yeah. At what moment were you like, okay, what am I doing here? Like, why am I doing this? Like, something.
It got to the point. Like, now, like, this is the whole thing with, you know, when I really talk about diet and nutrition and all this stuff, and now I talk about balance, is that when I first started in January 1st, 2019, I said no to all those treats and all this good stuff on holidays and stuff like that, and having fun with the families. It got to the point where I would stop. I would not buy anything. I would turn down, like I would go out to dinners with my friends and family, you know, with the boys too, like, you know what I mean, like getting all the food, like, oh, chasing to get like, oh, let's get all this good food. And I would literally order myself a fucking salad while all the guys are all having fun, and I would be mad, like, oh, fuck, I should eat that, but I can't do it. But yeah. I would never say that to them, because I was so in my head at the time, like no one knew about this, man. I just started coming out a bit more like a few months ago. Right, I was just so like in my head, like if I was that person right now sitting here, you guys, I would be happy, all this stuff, but in my head, it was fucked.
Really?
Yeah, you would have no idea, and that's why I got to the point where like, I can't do this anymore. Like, I'm not having fun with my life, with my friends, with my family.
Yeah,
I was always in my head. I was like eating disorder, right? So like I didn't get depressed, like, but I was close to that point. I just had a bad eating disorder with body dysmorphia. And I was just like, it was so bad. It got to the point where I needed to call myself out and look at myself in the mirror. Like, this is not who I am. And that's why I really, like, when people, like, oh, like, chase, like, that food guy and something like that, like, stuff like that. I try to, like, really dive in and like, balance your life. You can get their goals and also, you know, eat like in a balanced way. You don't have to eat healthy 24/7. Like, that's the whole point of like balance, right? And when I hear people, oh, I gotta, you know, I can't eat all this junk food and all this stuff, like, you know what I mean, like, you're not balancing your junk. Then you need to at least like have, okay, I'll reward myself with some chips. I like chips, I'll reward myself after I do this stuff. You know what I mean? Don't avoid the chips completely, because when you do that, you're gonna be, you have to literally try to hide it places like that. You're gonna be in your head a lot, like, oh, I want chips so bad. Why the fuck are you questioning yourself to have a chip? Just have the fucking chip.
Yeah, literally.
You know what I mean?
Have the,
but the balance in, yeah, that, right? Yeah, you can eat your healthy meals, have some chips on at the end of the day after you've done all your work and all that stuff. Or like, that's what I'm saying.
If people want like, if chocolate's your weakness, and it's like, this is something I did when I lost weight. If chocolate's your weakness, you go to dollar store, you get those little long tubes of like the 10 mini chocolate bars, yeah, and then Snickers, Mars bars, or whatever. So you're like, okay, I'm feeling like a sugar lower. I'm like, I want some chocolate to reward myself. One of those fucking things is like 50 calories or whatever, man. Yeah. They're like, fuck all.
Really? We honestly don't even have to say.
In hindsight, like, really though, like.
Yeah, we honestly don't even have to say reward anymore. Like, if you just
want it.
If you balance your life.
You can move it closer,
yeah,
if you want,
yeah,
man.
That's true.
You move down with the table a bit? You want,
yeah,
the table a little bit closer, John?
I like to kind of like relax a little bit.
Oh, yeah, that's fucking chill out.
But that's why I'm saying like balance, right? You gotta balance everything in your life. You know, I still, to this day, I'm not perfect. I fucking need to still balance my life. Like, you know what I mean? I need to realize, like, relationships, my like all my relationships in my life, you know, I still have that, like with eating, I need to balance my life with eating still. I still think about the treats and shit like that. Yeah. But now I tell myself, no, it's okay. Just keep living your life. If I know who I am, I define myself, like I feel like I'm a healthy, fit person. I want to, you know, I want to be that guy, right? So I can still balance my life with being a healthy, fit person, also having the treats, yeah, and all that stuff. You're allowed to have that. But if you just now just eat the treats and have totally avoid about like, oh, because like, you know how people, like I actually talked about this, my, I'm not saying names, like my, one of my bosses, about like the 1,000.
Name drop up though.
But we're, you know that TV
start
show?
Start shit.
You know that TV show, the fucking 1,000 pound, like whatever, like what's
yeah.
that?
Oh, yeah, the fat
we
people.
Literally watched some commercial, not TV shows about that. And like, it's like a full-time job. You have to be telling yourself, I'm a fucking, I need to eat 24/7. And I that's just who I am. Those people literally define themselves out of those type of people. I eat. Yeah, I need to eat all this food.
Literally.
You, I have to fucking fill my face with food. Yeah. That's who I am. But that's the thing. It's a flip to the switch. Once you keep once you tell yourself, okay, I am not this type of person. I'm actually this type of person. You start to develop that habit, that good habit, right? You have to. What I mean about in the beginning of our podcast, talking about like the those bad habits, right? The bad habit of telling it, like this is the main one I'm trying to say. Like basically, you're not saying it like out loud, but you're thinking that like I need to eat all this bad food. That's just who I am. Like, you just define yourself as that. But once you flip that switch and saying like, no, I'm not that type. Why am I eating all these treats? Why the fuck am I doing that? Why am I not exercising?
Yeah.
No, I'm the type of person that does this. You have to tell yourself, I'm the type of person to balance my life. You gotta say, like, it sounds dumb saying it right now, but in reality, that's what it is. I'm the type of person that works hard. I'm the type of person to wake up early.
Yeah.
I'm the type of person to do this. Right? That's, you gotta put things in perspective that way, because I'm just saying that out loud because, you know, people don't think about that they're saying that. But when I pretend I'm coming here to eat pizza all the time, like, let's fucking order some pizza. I'm eating pizza 24/7. You know
pizza
what I mean?
Slaps.
Like, you know what I mean? I eat the bread, like pizza.
Fuck you. I wanted to order pizza.
But no, I was just saying, like, right? We're not.
Flavor Chase ordered a salad at a Donair shop one time.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
I'm just fucking with you.
But you see where I'm coming from with that?
Yeah, yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
No, I know exactly.
But that's what I'm trying to say with. Kind of like telling yourself who you are.
Yeah, it's pretty fucked.
Defining yourself. Yeah. Like, don't get in that, like, addicted to it, but just develop a habit like that so you don't have to think about it.
You didn't even get any, like, donair meat?
Hmm?
You didn't get any donair meat or anything? Just a salad?
I still got the donair.
Yeah, the donair. We went
to it. Oh, thanks, fuck.
Eat it.
You were there.
Yeah. Oh my god, yeah. Did you get a salad? You don't remember that? Yeah, he's asking the guy about
salad. I know, because I never had a salad at a Donair shop before. I want to try it out.
Yo, actually, a Donair salad might slap.
They had salad.
Yo,
there,
yo, okay, here we go. Buddy,
actually, that wouldn't be a bad idea. I'm
a
not
Donair
gonna...
taco salad, so you get the tortilla probably chips
had that
on there and shit.
That's insane. It's not because I want, man, bro, I just wanted to try it out.
That's right.
I've never had a fucking salad at a Donair shop before.
Ask my roommates, man. My thing is, I cook protein, I put it in a salad, and I can call that a meal.
I'm down to go to Vegas. I want Vegas, man.
No, true. Okay, so to kind of go back to your thing. First off,
my fat ass.
First off, I appreciate you like opening up like that. I think that's something, especially in like the guy community. It's so like stereotypical for us to hold in these emotions and feelings.
Yeah, you.
Right? I think it's like that's why suicide rates are so high with the guys, because we're just like, oh, shut up, you're a guy. So it's like it's super important for guys to open up and be like, hey, this is the shit I fucking have. It's like we're human, shit happens to us, right? Like we get in the wrong mindset sometimes. Like
totally
life's
agree.
This huge wave, right?
I totally
like
agree.
I know for like myself, like when I have down days, I'm like sometimes I ask myself the question where it's just like, are you happy? I'm like, yeah.
Sure.
It's like I understand that there's like waves where it's like you have good days and you have bad days. Today's a bad day, but I can wake up tomorrow and be my best day ever. So like, want to stay optimistic for tomorrow and shit like that. But also, secondly, as well too. So in the book, The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck, I don't know if you guys have read that book or not.
I read it, but I need to reread it because I forgot some stuff.
I haven't read it. It sounds like I wrote it, but
literally. So there's this guy. I don't know if it's by, but in the one chapter he talks about, it's like exactly what you're saying. So you got to change your whole mindset and how you talk to yourself.
Flip the switch.
Yeah, it's like at the end of the day, when you really think about it, you're never not in a conversation with yourself in your head. You're constantly having a conversation in your head all the time. So like the way you have these conversations, just as similar to the relationships you have in your life as well too, dictates really who you are and how you behave and how you feel. Mm-hmm. So in this book, he talks about like changing the way you talk to yourself, essentially, to then change the way you live life
and
more fulfilled life. And one thing he talks about is changing, instead of being like, I will go work out tomorrow. I will eat healthy tomorrow.
Instead of saying have to.
Well, no. He says, don't say I will, because you're already kind of giving yourself out. What you say is I am. Cause that's like 100%. Okay. I am going to do that. Right. Yeah. I am going to do that. It's like, yeah, I'll get to that. You know, okay. I will get to that eventually at some point, but maybe tomorrow I might not get to it. So he talks about
it. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. So it's all about the way you just kind of talk to yourself, which I find
the worst word to say is have to, you know, say I have to do this.
I agree with that.
I have to. Like, I literally, like, I still do it to this day, and I catch myself. I'm at step one right now, you know what I mean? Step one is, like, being aware of it, and I've gotten aware of it. I say I have to sometimes, and I just don't like how I do that.
But sometimes you have to tell yourself you have to.
Yes.
Like, today going to the gym, last, like, 3 days, I've been killing my workouts. Tuesday, I hit 2 leg days in 1 day, and they're both rocking workouts. Next day, I killed the day. I finally did chest day yesterday. The first time, like, fucking 4 or 5 weeks for my physio, and it felt fantastic. So, like, I was riding high for workouts. I woke up today, and I was just like, I don't want to work out. But I told myself, like, you have to go work out. At least go do something, right? So I went there, and I did, like, 3 exercises, and I had a stretch, and I called it quits. So it wasn't anything. But, like, sometimes you do have to say, I have to. I feel like
I think
at
like,
times.
I think there's some utility in desperation. Like, when I was in the Army, like, on our infantry course, like, you're getting up at 3 a.m. after not going to bed till 11 and just getting absolutely ransacked all day. And I definitely remember, like, waking up and, like, you easily could have just, like, faked not. Like, you could have faked, oh, I slept in or whatever, you know what I mean? But, like, those things get you write-ups, and write-ups get you off course. And if you get off course, you stay in this shitty little town called Meaford. So it's like, it's the utility of desperation was, I don't want to do this, but I have to do this. And I think there's a little utility in desperation, and just like, just, you have to just almost drill it into your head. Like, I'm going to have to do things I don't want to do. And that's okay. And we're going to be okay. That you just literally have to have that mindset, like, I'm going to have to do things I don't want to do. And, like, that's just that. That's life.
Yeah.
Like,
that is life. And but once to an extent, get that, that's super important to have those responsibilities and priorities. Like, if you're a father, it's like, you have to, like, take care of your child. You
exactly.
But, like, with regards to just, like, those personal battles, I understand, like, not necessarily, I have to have this.
Like, I get to do this.
Right, yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's like, I have the ability, I get to be a father.
That's
right?
How I feel that about the gym, is I have the opportunity
to get to train. Do this. I get to go to the gym.
Yeah. Especially now with COVID, people in BC can't, people in Ontario can't
bullshit.
Go to the gym. Like,
I think that's bullshit, man. Keep the gyms open. Especially during
that's
the winter time.
Conversation for another day.
See, like, I understand I'm not big into the COVID. Yeah. I try and stay out of it because it's just like
no one's talking about just taking care of your overall health. No one talks about cardio. No one talks about just taking your motherfucking vitamins.
Yeah, taking vitamins.
That's another conversation for another day. I think.
I agree with that as well.
That's
too.
Another. Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna ask you this question, Kessler.
Okay.
What kind of mental obstacles were very prevalent in your life during your time in the military? Because I know that's a big thing that's come out lately with, like, the mental health of soldiers.
A lot of self-doubt. Definitely a lot of self-doubt. Because, like, even though you're there in a team environment, you also got to think this team is a culmination of individuals from very diverse backgrounds, from all very different locations in Canada, sometimes even from around the world. There was guys on my infantry course that were from United Emirates. So it's a team, but also in some respects you're very isolated because there's no one that knew you before the military for the most part. You know what I mean? You're just this persona of what people know of you from what from the very limited time that they've met you in the military. So it's very, I don't know, you feel very alone at some points. And I, especially like for me, like I spent 6 months away from home before I even got to visit home, you know what I mean? So I remember I did my basic training and then my infantry training back to back, and it was just like, it was just a grind. And like, there, like I said, there's utility in the desperation, because if I hadn't have done those two courses back to back, that is literally the fastest way I could have gotten home for like Christmas or something. You know what I mean? Cause I got to battalion within 6 months. There was guys that were stuck in Meaford over Christmas. There was guys, you know what I mean, at these different locations. So like I said, there's some utility in the desperation, because like I got to go home for Christmas leave, and I was in battalion, like life was just good compared to, you know, if I had just fallen out of a ruck march, or if I didn't try at the range, you know what I mean? Because I just wanted course to be over, because it was every day was just a different type of grind, like yeah. Just absolute chaos for the most part. So, and then, yeah, and then you even look back too, and you see like how you've grown since everything has happened. And then like, even I look back and some of the things I've experienced, I'm like, that actually wasn't that bad. I've seen and dealt with way worse. But at the time, that just seemed like so chaotic and so like the world was ending, you know what I mean? Like you're on a parade square doing burpees until you're like throwing up or something like that. And you just get like so emotional, but you have to like contain it. And then like you see the same thing, like sort of in battalion, like guys falling out and falling over because their rucksacks are too heavy. And they're like breaking their backs, like they're not breaking their backs, but like hurting their backs. You know what I mean? It happens. Guys pull stuff and stuff like that. But it's just, I don't know. Context is very funny that way, and how your subjective perceptions of things change over time.
I was going to say, man, I'm sure experiencing a lot of those things put everything into perspective.
Oh, absolutely.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm sure like when you're working out, like, everybody has a different pain tolerance for when they're working out, right?
Yeah.
Some people, the second that they feel the little bit of, like, pain, they stop, which is fair, because sometimes people don't need to go any further than that, right? It's just the ability to get out there, which is totally acceptable and fine. But there's also people that, like, I think it was, I don't know who the fuck was, I'm going to misquote this, like, Bruce Lee or something like that, or Muhammad Ali, I don't know, one of those motherfuckers, who said, I only start counting my sit-ups after it starts hurting.
Yeah, oh, so, or that was like Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yeah, I know. I've heard that too. Yeah.
So it's like I understand there's like different pain tolerances.
That's a fucking grind set mindset right there. Holy fuck.
But like I'm sure to an extent, like the military is very similar to that, where it's like you felt that pain and you knew you still had to go for another like minute or like minutes on end still.
Just to get our like. So when you do your course to be like an infantry in Canada, it's like 13 weeks. And on week 5, it's called like this, the CSM's challenge, I think it's what it's called, or something like that. So you have to do this to get your infantry cat badge. So this is like just your infantry corps cat badge. It's a stepping stone to get your regimental cat badge once you graduate the full course. But it's a full day of just absolute fuckery, like, yeah. straight up fuckery, boys.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not even joking, these fucking guys are waking you up at 3, not even that, not even 3, like 2 a.m. sometimes, banging on fucking trash cans, yelling at you to get the fuck out of bed, they're telling you to throw gas masks on, and that's just some bullshit to deal with anyways. Like, gas masks just suck. And then you're just out doing PT all fucking day. And the thing that actually sucked the most, for me at least, was this ruck march. We had to go on a ruck march. It was like 40-pound ruck march. So weight wasn't too bad, but just like after a day of like already doing shit, you know what I mean? Like 40 pounds is fucking heavy when you're already tired. So, and like you got blisters on your fucking feet from like the weeks prior of just absolute fucking dick. Like, you know what I mean? Because like they're trying to, this is only week five. You got to think this is only week five of a 13-week course. They're still trying to weed people out and they're trying to see who, like, the strong survive, right? Not to sound like hyperbolic about it, but like they're trying to still see who's gonna stick around and
which kind of like sucks,
yeah,
right? Because it's like, yep. I feel like if anything, there should be more of like a slower introduction to the pain. But it's like at the end of the day, you don't want to waste your time.
But that's the thing, when you're wasting millions of dollars of training on people, you want to know who's gonna cut it and who's not. And it, like, it's very weird. Like, there's progression to like the training, but also it's very much like sink or swim mentality as well. Because like if you go to basic and like you just haven't dealt with any work conflict before, or like you don't have good interpersonal skills, like how are you gonna work well on a team that you literally have to live with 24/7? If you can't, like, that's the thing, if you're not good at conflict resolution and your platoon hates you, or if you just don't understand the concept of like integrity and like you're stealing shit, or you're just not telling the truth, that'll get you kicked out of the military real quick. You know what I mean? Yeah. Things like that, right? So yeah. there's an aspect of maturity that you kind of need. So, yeah.
Fuck. I think, like, I don't know. I'll never go to the military. And like, I applaud everybody who does.
Yeah.
I respect you for serving for our country.
It was cool. It was a trip.
I think one thing that's like kind of like common though, I'm sure it's something you probably miss. I miss it. Like, I don't know, Chase, are you done football?
Potentially.
Okay, it's like something that Chase will probably
miss. The boys.
Hanging out with the team, going to the boys, hanging out with all of them, right?
Yeah.
It's like, even like I remember through my years of like high school sports, right? Junior high sports, those teams that you were on, those bonds that you formed with those individuals. And I think that's, like, for me, that those bonding of moments was probably one of the most beneficial times of my life. Right, where it's like you're from age 10 until 18, and especially when you get involved in sports, because like athletes are typically like those type of individuals that are more like high achieving in society, especially ones that stay with it because they have that drive and those social skills as well too that develop through the sports. I think that's so important. It's just those social skills that are brought on to you throughout your years of playing sports, because at that point you're like, you have that team chemistry. You have that ability to communicate between individuals. You have that ability to communicate outside of the actual sport itself and introduce yourself to new opportunities and new people out there.
Especially in an aspect of like adversity too. Like, you'll always remember a shitty job you had, but with just some stellar coworkers. You know what I mean? And, and even like my going out
grocery stores, man. Shout out to all the grocery stores I worked out there.
My retirement speech from the army. I was like a little going away ceremony or whatever, and I told everybody, I was just like, I won't miss the circus, but I'll definitely miss a few of the clowns.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So I won't miss the military at all. Like, it was cool for what it was, but like, there's not a day that goes by that I don't miss the boys. Straight up.
Because like you said, like, you felt alone at times, but like I know for myself.
But that's the thing.
But you feel the support though as well too.
But the thing is, like, even though you feel that, like I said, that aloneness, you got to think, every single guy is in that boat, right? Yeah. So there's
that unity.
That's that unity, right? And that camaraderie. So it's quite crazy that way sometimes.
What do you think you're gonna miss from like team sports?
Yeah, the guys for sure. I miss that. But I think more just the fact that playing like in a stadium in front of everybody you know, just the atmosphere. Yeah. I'm gonna miss probably more of that, like the guys for sure, but just the fact that I was playing the game of that I love, like, that's what I'm gonna miss more. You know what I mean? Like, I met a lot of people during my time. Like, if this is my last like time playing, like, I miss every player I played with in high school, even before high school, on the Wildcats. Like, I'm gonna miss a ton of those boys, but at the same time, I'm gonna miss more of the game itself of just, you know, playing the game of football. That's what I'm gonna miss more, because like, I just being on that field, with your brothers and just playing the game itself was just, I'm gonna miss more of it if I'm not gonna play again.
Would you consider like coaching kiddos, maybe?
I think I do that right now.
I was gonna say, I think you'd be really good at that. Yeah,
I do that right now, but I'm still going with like with my career path right now. I'm still going towards that right now, but with coaching, like I tried full time coach during my last season of football, and it didn't work out that well.
Who the fuck is here? I don't know. It's a party in the household.
But
that's a female's voice, man.
Oh yeah, I think so.
But
my Kessie senses are tingling.
Yeah. I heard a female.
Boner alert! Boner alert!
I don't know about that, but yeah, okay, sure.
Alright, anyways, continue.
I lost my train of thought.
Continue before you fucking got interrupted by Boner.
I lost my train of thought.
You're talking about sports with Oh, dude, what the fuck were you talking about?
I'm trying to remember now.
Oh,
yeah.
Man, what the shit? Yo, this is a crazy thing that blows my fucking mind. Just the ability to have like a thought or an idea. Like, you ever just be laying in bed, going to bed, and then you kind of be struggling going to bed, and you ask yourself that question. You're just like, what am I thinking about? Like, what's even keeping me up?
You
don't even know what the fuck the answer to that is.
And you're sitting there, you're just like, imagine if science could make a thought in a petri. You know how we can make like samples in a petri dish? Imagine if you could somehow engineer a thought into a petri dish. And what do you think that, like, that first random, like, I don't know if you somehow had stem cells to make a brain that somehow was sentient, that would have the thinking ability, and you had some way to translate those thoughts, what do you think it would be, like?
High thought for Matt, because I'm, like,
like, that's right crazy.
Up. So, I heard this one crazy conspiracy, not conspiracy, it was just the idea of how thoughts are formed. Essentially, brains, like, put off this frequency. And then what happens is that there's other frequencies inside, like, the earth and all this shit. And essentially what it is when the frequencies match each other, that's the thought that happens. And it triggers, like, this stimuli that eventually creates this thought in a brain.
Jeez. Interesting.
I don't know how accurate it is, man. I think it was Duncan Trussell that said that to me, so I don't know.
Oh, so it's definitely a mushroom trip. No science behind
it.
No,
I was tripping the other weekend, and
say less.
And so, like, I was at a point where I was playing Minecraft. I was like, I don't want to play Minecraft. I need to, like, do something else. Anyways, that was the day your mom came over. You and your mom came over.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was balls deep in mushies when you guys came over the whole time. Anyway, so I had to, like, go just, I need to go in my room and just sit in my chair and just, like, kind of sit back and just enjoy myself. And just let it happen, whatever happens. I like to do that. And so as I'm sitting there, I'm just, like, one of the things that's, like, coming to my mind is just the importance of the knowledge out there in the universe, right? Where it's just, like, you're only here once, so might as well try and learn as much as you can, experience as much as you can. So those were one of my thoughts. And then another thought was just, like, the importance of family and the importance of love and, like, having that support system around you. And as I'm laying back in my chair in my bedroom, balls deep, like, in this trip and just, like, loving every second of it. All I hear is these footsteps walking outside, because I have a window right there in my bedroom.
The backyard?
Yeah, it's the backyard. And all I hear is these footsteps coming. I'm like, my only thought was, oh, that's fucking Tommy coming home. I look over, and as I'm there, just lying in my chair, tripping balls, I look over, everything stops. Like, all the hallucinations stop that was happening, that because I had my eyes closed, stop. I look over and I see Tommy, and he's just this smiling at me. Because, like, he knew I was taking them. And all he saw was just me just going, like, and I just looked over like that, and Tommy's just in the window, just like, and I was like, That's awesome, fucking man.
That's awesome.
But it was actually, like, I think psilocybin is this one, there's such a misconception around psilocybin, and I think that it could be so therapeutic for just clarity of the mind. Like, I know for myself, like, kind of doing nothing for these last few months, like, not working, it has created a lot of like insecurities in my life. And then I felt like after I did this mushroom trip a few weeks back, it put things into perspective for me. And I was able to be like, okay, that was just like a momentary, like a week of just like bad thoughts and shit like that, like kind of bad thinking on your part. And like the mushrooms just kind of put that in perspective for me. And then like for the last like final 3 or 4 weeks, ever since that, it's totally changed my perspective of how, like, that kind of got me out of that rut.
I think that'd be super important to fucking start doing
this shit. You know, I've got to say this, like, my girlfriend, I got to, you know, she literally, like, put things in perspective for me with, like, because when I first met her, I was still in that kind of, in that eating disorder mindset a little, like, not eating disorder mindset, just that old mindset I was talking about before, right? And, like, I didn't tell her right away, but she found, like I was, my habits were kind of weird with my fitness and health, like health and my nutrition, just kind of like not ordinary, right? And she just kind of caught on to like my habits with that. Like I would sometimes like, oh, I can't eat that, blah, 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 right? And
was she the one who kind of opened you up to the idea of
being changing? More vulnerable? Yeah.
Oh,
she was the one that. So I gotta be.
Thank you, Katie.
So love I you. Definitely want to mention that because I was shout never out to vulnerable my homegirl before.
Yeah.
That was like, she was the one that kind of like,
she was the one, he says,
helped me like balance my life a little bit more between like my relationships, just myself, being there for me, you know what I mean? Like self-care and all this stuff. Like I got more into that. It's just like, you know, we kind of had this conversation earlier in here, like the support system like that. I do believe, yes, you know, I got in that grind, hustle mindset, like, I gotta do this every day, I gotta boom, boom, like, workouts all the time, on point with everything, you know, by myself grind, and, like, having that support system to help me kind of, like, don't have to be in that mindset. You can still, like, have, like, you know, work on your purpose and all this stuff, but having that support system with you to kind of balance it out, not being that mindset all the time, like, I gotta go do this all the time, I need to work out, I'm, like, this type of, balancing your life with like, no, I can still have fun and be on that, you know, hustle stuff kind of, you know, mindset. It's just like, I think that balance right there, I think that will help you be successful in life.
Yeah.
If you're always in that mindset where like, I'm this guy, I need to hustle, I need to be this, that will, I'm not saying that's setting up people for failure in that mindset, but you won't have that those relationships later on down the road because you're always going to be thinking about yourself. And like when you do that, that's because we're all into this together. And at the end of the day, you can still work and be there for yourself, but at the same time, you have to have that balance, right? Yeah. So I just want to mention that.
So, no, I think that's super important. Yeah. We all love you, Katie. Thanks for helping Chase.
Gang, Katie.
Well, I think Kester and I have talked about this before, and I was actually talking about with somebody about it yesterday as well too. Where it's just the importance of having those people that open up your perspective of who you are at times, right? That give you that different angle on things. It's like I think that's one thing that I've started to learn is just having these relationships, like not the ones that are more for pleasure, but the ones that are more for like self-growth, right? It's not having those one-night stands, not prioritizing those things, but prioritizing the important relationships in your life that you can talk to about your things, and then they can give you a totally different perspective on what you're going through. I think that's important because humans are so, they were just so narrow-minded at times. We're just constantly thinking, obviously the ego that takes over, but we're just constantly thinking about ourselves from our own this little perspective that we've created in our own mind.
Yeah.
Regardless if it takes 2 days for you to have that mindset or if it takes you your whole life to have that mindset, like we all have this different perspective on things. And I think it's really important when you have these relationships that you're able to open up to people because then they give you that different perspective and broaden your horizon on everything.
Yeah. And I think having that, it's honestly, I think, you know, when you find that support system, even with your friends, right? You all good, bro?
That's the fucking smoke. I was sorry to interrupt. I was smoking one time, and literally, I'd smoked, and then, like, I don't know, 5 minutes later, I coughed and more smoke came up. Anyways,
I've burped and done that.
Anyways, go back.
I think I really believe in that support system, and I do think it's like necessary for people to have that, because that's just my opinion, though. I'm not saying that's for sure, like, right, but like that's how I think of it. And before I didn't think of that. I was thinking about my I didn't have the right mindset back then.
Yeah.
And like having this mindset where, I can balance my life and think of others.
Sigma grind set.
Yeah. No.
You guys, like, love how you guys know what I'm talking about.
Do you guys, I'll ask you first, do you prioritize or do you, because we kind of talked about like 2022 is the year of improvement. And for myself, I think something that's very important for a lot of people, the ability to let go. Mm-hmm. Do you guys feel that's something that you guys struggle with at all? The ability to let go of things and like just kind of let things just kind of happen? Or do you feel like you kind of have to be, I want to be like in control of this?
Do you guess that?
Very deep thought.
I kind of go between the two. So I'm very much in the mindset of, like, be prepared. So be proactive, not reactive. So with that being said, always like set yourself up for success. So I'm gonna do as much as I can in my power to make things happen that I wanna happen, but also being realistic of once the ball starts rolling, it goes in whatever way it wants to. So even though I think X might happen and I'm preparing for Y, it might do A and B instead. So, and you can't be mad about that, because that's just life. Like, that's literally just life, you know what I mean? So, but I wouldn't be lying if I said I'll stack the deck in my favor as much as I can.
Everything that at least is in your control.
The things that I can mitigate are mitigated to the extent that my ability allows, and the things that I can't mitigate, well, then we'll deal with those when they come. That's kind of it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? You always have like a valid course of action. Yeah. So, you know what I mean? If X happens, I'm going to do Y.
Have a game plan.
Yeah, literally. I was like,
it's a very military mindset.
Always have your COAs, right? And that's the thing. That's a military thing. Is if you think X is going to happen, I'm going to do Y. If A is going to happen, I'm going to do B.
Yeah.
So it's, yeah. I always just like to think that way.
Yeah.
Not much can take you by surprise then.
Oh, absolutely. What about you, Chase?
And this is about letting go.
Yeah. So just like say, just use like the cars for. Right. It's like something that's out of your control. Mm. Is it something that you focus on trying to let go?
Yeah,
is that something you struggle with? Because obviously, I feel like we all struggle with that, right?
Well, I struggle with a lot of things still. And like I think prioritizing my health a little bit more and putting myself first more often.
Suck, give it a sucky sucky.
What?
Microphone.
Be closer?
There you go. Oh, you can move it if you want, man. You can sit back and move it.
I'm good. Okay, this is perfect. This is good. But yeah, you know what I'm saying on that?
Yeah.
I think I haven't done that before, but now I'm realizing I need to do it now. Like, I just feel like there's sometimes I need to say no, and like, no, I'm not doing this. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, I need to put myself first and like, no, I can say that. I can say no. I don't have to say yes.
Yeah.
Right? Because I still have a bad mindset where like, I overthink a lot And it's just like, I'm trying to work on that. I get in my head a lot more.
Do you meditate?
I try. It's not...
Okay, I'm going to suggest one thing. And this one thing I've started doing, because I'm a big overthinker. And I just, a lot of times I get caught up in the moment where I just go from A to B, but I don't remember going from A to B. Mm-hmm. Right? So one thing I do is before I'm really doing anything different in my life, so whether it's regardless I'm going to the gym,
yeah,
whether it's I'm sitting down to work on my podcast, whether it's I don't do it for video games per se, but I could use it for something where I'm sitting down and doing something for a few hours.
Yeah.
I literally just sit there and then just meditate for it just takes 2 or 3 minutes. So before the gym, for example, is when I go to Good Life, it's such a social environment at times where not half the time, but there'll be times I'm at the gym and I'm more worried about the social aspect of the gym than actually just working out. And so what I started doing is before going to the gym, I'll literally just sit there in my car for 2 or 3 minutes and just tell myself a fresh reminder, just let everything pause in life, let your mind pause for a bit, and actually think about yourself and be like, okay, well, I'm not going to the gym to talk to people because whatever. If I see somebody I know, I'll go say hi, but nothing more than that. I'm there in the gym for myself. I'm there for myself. I'm trying to do the best I can. And ever since I've stopped for those few minutes, and really just thought to myself and just really, what am I doing? It has helped with the overthinking in the gym, and it gives me more focus.
I see what you're saying. No, I get that. Right.
Instead of taking these big 20-minute meditation sessions that feel overwhelming,
yeah,
it's literally just I park my car, I pull the e-brake, I sit there for 2 or 3 minutes, and that's all it takes.
I'll give you an example of what I'm talking about overthinking for myself. At work, I work a full-time job at Cycle Bar, right? And I get into my head when I take a day off. Mm. And I feel like this is going to be, I don't like saying it out loud, but this is how I feel sometimes. I work this full-time job. I'm taking this day off. I'm letting somebody else take my shift. They're going to take my full-time hours. And that's what I say in my head. Right, they're not gonna give me my shifts no more, so I'm taking this day off, and that's just because I get in my head. I feel like I am the type of person that works hard and doesn't miss work. I tell myself that, and so there's a con to what I was talking about before, earlier, right? This is who I am.
Yeah.
So when I was telling myself, no, I'm the type of guy that works all the time. I need to. That's not the type of person I am. I should not be that type of person. Yeah. Yes, I can work, but I also can give myself a rest. And so when I do that, take that day off, my brain, my mind, you're going to lose your shifts, you're going to do all this, and I get in my head so much, and I don't miss another day.
Interesting.
And so I have actually kind of talked about that with one of my employees, and it's okay now, but I just had to get it out because with me not saying anything, I would be doing that all the time.
Yeah.
I've gotten better with it. Same with my friends. If I say, this is not an all the time thing, it's only kind of happened a couple times,
yeah,
but I would say sometimes, I'll come out tonight, but I should have said no because I'm too tired, or I don't really want to go out.
Yeah.
I want to spend
time. Well, I know you were going through something like that last week or something. I was off Mushies. I remember you called me.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's I've gotten better with that.
Yeah.
It's just I get in my head so much because if I don't go out, then I might not be friends with them.
Yeah.
And it's just in my, when I do, I'm not saying that. It's literally that little voice in my head to set me up for failure.
Yeah.
It's that, you can't do that. You've got to go out, or you've got to go to work. You've got to do all this.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it's, I'm still working on it, but before I didn't know what to do about it.
Just,
right. Yeah. It's that little voice in the head when I wake and miss my alarm. Yeah. That's one of my goals. Well, something I'm trying to improve on is to, that first alarm goes off at the time I need to wake up at, I'm waking up at. Don't press the snooze button. Do not. What's the whole point of getting that 9-10 minutes of sleep? Nothing. The fuck? Actually, that's not doing shit. It
makes you more tired.
Yeah, usually. That's not doing shit. Wake up to that first alarm. Wake up to that damn... Don't make... You know how people do this thing? I'm going to show you really quick.
That snooze? You know what the sad reality is with my alarm?
So see this? I can make 10 alarms on here. You see people making 10 alarms on here. Oh, fuck, I gotta make all these alarms. Why the fuck are you doing that? Put that one alarm.
Get the fuck up.
And you hear that alarm, say, I am this type of person to wake up at this time. So I'm not going to press the snooze button. I'm telling you, Z.
That's so weird. No, I'm telling you one, I'm terrible. This is how bad I am with my alarm. I'll get out of bed. I don't care how fucking cold it is. I'm usually butt ass naked. I get out of bed. I go walk over to my phone, set a new alarm, close it, go back to bed.
Oh.
I know that's who I am. So I set an alarm 30 minutes before. So then I have those 30 minutes of like 3 10-minute sleeps to get up.
You just said the word, this is who I am.
It is who
no,
I am.
It's not.
I'm willing to accept my inability to wake up very early.
That's okay.
Because usually these times that I would be waking up would be like 4:15 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
So I was very lenient with my ability to sleep in another 20 minutes. Right now, how I sleep is I usually wake up about 8 o'clock. I don't really have to wake up for fucking anything. So usually when I wake up, I get up. But like.
All I wanted to say that when you said that, this is who I, that's not who you are. You know. So you can wake up at this.
It's who I want to be, Chase. I want to be a fucking degenerate.
I want to be a man that's eating pizza or some other type of food. Can we wrap this up, boys? I'm sorry.
Just a conspiracy theories, but yeah, no, I'm down to wrap this up. That was fucking
this has been
15 minutes.
Bro, I was going to say, we've been talking over an hour.
Yeah, that was a fucking therapy session on Off the Dome, boys.
We can keep talking off camera.
Actually, I'm down for that. But anyways, thanks for tuning in to this OTD episode. It's been Chase, Kessler.
Gang, gang.
I might not even make an outro now because I'm doing this. Stay tuned for more episode. Gang, gang. Adios. Love y'all.
Thanks, peace. Boys.
Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode on Off the Dome. Hashtag escape reality, lol. I hope you guys had a blast listening to this podcast. And just a reminder that if you like this podcast, please like and subscribe, as it would go a long way in helping the algorithm reach as many people as possible, which I would really appreciate. But as always, thank you so much for tuning in today's episode. And stay tuned for new content dropping weekly, along with content on my YouTube channel, which you can find at our YouTube page. Obviously, and the name of that is Escape Reality. The link will be in the bio, and it will be also on my Instagram. But without further ado, I will shut up so you beautiful humans can enjoy the rest of your day without me in your ear. Peace and love, y'all.
It's Off the Dome. Check it out.
Escape Reality with Matt Z.
Well, Dak, here's the deal. I'm the best there is, plain and simple. I mean, I wake up in the morning, I piss excellence.